So in general, do you have advice on how to speak to people at different developmental levels? In our interactions with others, do you recommend we try to help people move to the next level of development?
You know, I think all of us have a little, you know, masculine and feminine in us. And the masculine always pushes against boundaries, and the feminine always is more sort of accepting. I guess it just depends on whether you're feeling more X or Y chromosome that day. If you're feeling more masculine, you'll try to improve the person slightly by, you know, talking them up a bit. And if you're feeling more feminine, you'll just sort of sit there and, you know, just be with them. And I don't mean that just facetiously. I think both of those are appropriate responses, but judgment, discretion is the better part of judgment. Sometimes when people are in a conversation with you and you are really at different wavelengths of consciousness, they're not asking to be taught a lesson and they're just there to just be there. And right. Under those circumstances, you just communicate with them at whatever level they're at. You just meet them where they are and just be present with them. And you can always find somebody, you know, and this is sort of trying to be a little healthy green here, you can always, you know, you might be higher than the person in that one intelligence, but there's probably one or two intelligences where they are higher than you are, and you can always learn something in that sense. And other times, though, people will come to you, and if they sense that you do know something a little bit, flying a little bit higher than they are in certain areas, they're sort of sending out questions about, what does that mean, or, you know, tell me about it, or that sounds interesting. And then, yes, then you do want to be more aggressive, more masculine, more step up and show them or try to explain to them and developmentally lead them on a little bit. And there's a whole art to doing that. But it basically, it's you dance about a half a stage higher than where they are. And, you know, too much more than that, and they're not going to get it. And too much less than that, and they're not challenged. But you know, a stage or so, you know, half a stage to a stage. And a lot of people remember, too, the cognitive line can be really quite highly developed. So you can sort of talk to them in a higher way than they can actually embody at any moment. But that's very helpful to people. Sometimes they have to hear that it's okay to think the way they're thinking. It's okay to think integrally. Because particularly in our green culture, you're not really allowed to think integrally. Because you're not allowed to think using holarchies. You're not allowed to think in a way that integrates ranking and linking. And if you do so, you're really an outlaw. I mean, you're really a bad person in many ways. So sometimes people are just asking, is it okay to think integrally? Is it okay to really be inclusive? And the answer is, yeah, sure. And so that's often one of the things, the best things you can do under those circumstances is just give a person permission to think as big as they want.